Ayinam at Beis, we are in the middle of the Amid, it's perhaps in the middle when the lines start getting wide, come out in the middle of the Amid afterwards, Achuz Alei Da'avdahu. That's around 30 lines from the bottom. Achaz Alei Da'avdahu. We had learned the Gemara before that there was a Maise, a Machutza from Nerdoe, that Rabbi Yehuda was Machiz on him in Pumpadise. There was a Maise with him in Pumpadise that because of his chutzpah, Rabbi Yehuda was menada him, and then Rabbi Yehuda was informed that this person calls people avodim, so he was machriz on this person that he's an eved. Now this person came back to Nerdo, and he came to Rav Nachman, who was the dayan in Nerdo, and he asked Rav Nachman to send a hazmonet to Rabbi Yehuda in Pumpadise to come to the Torah with him in the door lifnei Rav Nachman. And yesterday we learned how Rabbi Yehuda had shown Rav Nachman there's so many things he's unaware of, he doesn't know, that he's a much greater Talmud Chochem. Al Koponim, one of the questions which had remained unanswered, that Rav Nachman had asked Rabbi Yehuda, fine, we said that he asked him what right did he have to say that Rabbi have to be machiz on this person that he's a eved. So Rabbi Yehuda had said, because kol ha-paisel b'mumay paisel. He says, always said of b'shem Shmuel, that if a person passels someone, he's always criticizing and degrading other people with psulim, that is a raya that he himself is a posel. So Rav Nachman tainet to him, fine, that this memra of Shmuel is only a memra that lemeicheshlei, that's a simen, that's a choche, that he's a posel. To be machiz with a berirus, with a behirus, that he's an eved, he had no right to do this. And this Bemison Rabbi Yehuda didn't answer, but then this person from Nerdo, who was the one that was mazmin Rabbi Yehuda to the Din Torah, tained lifnei Rabbi Yehuda that the insult is meiridik great. You are machiz, I'm an eved, and I'm a descendant from the Hashmei Noim. So fakert, I'm a koyin, and I have malchus, and alagutazachin. So then, Rabbi Yehuda said, oh, then you're taken bevadei an eved. Because Shmuel said, kol ta'oma midebeis Hashmei Noim kasine avdo. Because when the eved Huldis rebelled against malchus Hashmei Noim, he wiped out all the Hashmei Noim. And he was an eved, he became melech, so he had a eved knani that was a melech, and Mistama de Zicha married Shvachis, Abbas Yisrael would not get married to Avodim, so they're all Avodim. So if you're telling me you are descended from the Hashmei Noim, so that's the biggest raya that you're an eved knani. So the Gemara says, Achuz alei da'avdahu. So they were machiz now in Nerdoi that he was an eved, and his whole mishpacha was a mishpacha of avodim. So his whole purpose of bringing Rabbi Yehuda to Nerdoi was he wanted to rectify himself and blame Rabbi Yehuda for what he did. We see that Ashkocho Yehuda was mesaviv that in Nerdoi through Rabbi Yehuda became taken nichas that he's an eved. Because there he related that he comes from the Beis Chashmenoi. We have this member of Shmuel called the Oma Mi Beis Chashmenoi Ano Avdo. Ahu Yoime. So that day after this was, it seems this was a very big mishpacha, who till now had held they were the elite from Nerdoi, they were from Beis Chashmenoi. Now we found out that they were avodim. Zahu yoyme ikrin kamo ksubte b'neldoi. So that day, there were many ksubis that were torn in Neldoi. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, ikre kamo ksubte minishei oiso ha-mishpoche, from the noshim of this mishpoche. So the Marsho explains that the Loshen Ikri Ksupte, if there became Nizgala, there was a Hachroze that these people are Avodim, so it's not sufficient to tear the Ksube. You have to be Mafrish, if one of them is an Eved, so there's an Israel for an Eved to marry a Bas Yisrael. So why does the Gemara say Ikrin Kame Ksupte? So the Masho says that Rashi means that Fakert, these people felt they were miyuchosim. They intermarried. So say the men and say the women from Beis Chashmonoi. So there was no Shail of Iser over here because there was an Eved that was married to a Shivche. But there was a Shail, there's no Chiyim Ksube because there's no marriage. Because the Kedushin is in Taifas with an Eved. So therefore the Ksubis were torn up. That's what was accomplished. Do this achoze, so they tore up the ksubis. Yeah, kika nofik, now when, so Rav Yudef had come from Pampadisa to Neldoi, and he made a merdike mapeche in the shtot, that means one of the mishpoches hamiyuchoses, so to say, who now became this barra that their mishpoches of avodim is kika nofik, nofki abasre lemilgimei. So the whole city was furious. That means this was degraded the city. A multitude of mishpachas became nifsal. So they wanted to be malave him by stoning him. They were very insulted. Omalohu, so he told them as follows. I shesiku shesiku. He says, if you keep quiet, it's good. Be loy. But if you're going to make a whole Isaac, you'll start throwing stones at me. Magalina alaiches, I'll tell something else, which as yet is unknown, but I'll tell you something else. Hoda amar Shmuel. Shmuel had said, Tarti zarayose ike ben Eldor. There are two mishpoches in Eldor. Hoda mikraya de veyoine. One mishpoche they called the veyoine. Hoda mikraya de vey uvesi. The other was called the Ve'uvesi, an Oirev. The Simonech, in the Simon is, if you want to know which Mishpoche is Mishpoche Psule, and which Mishpoche is Mishpoche Shere, is Tomei, Tomei, Toyer, Toyer. So Poshati means that the Mishpoche, the Ve'uvesi, so the name of the Mishpoche is similar to an Oirev, an Oirev is an Oif Tomei. A mishpoche beyoine is the name of a mishpoche is the name of a oiv toil, so they're toil. So the Marsha asks the kasha, so like he threatened them, Miloy Megalina Leichu, if you make an Isaac, I'll be Megala. Ace is about this mishpoche. That's apostle of mishpoche. So he was Megal already. He spilled the beans. He said to the Mashiach is two Mahalachim. The second Mahalach is that this name, the Be'uvis and Be'yoyna, was the people in Eldor were not acquainted Bechlal with this name. But Rabbi Yochanan knew which families originated from this Mishpacha Be'uvis. So he said if you start throwing stones, you'll already hear which mishpachas in Nardoi are originate from the Be'uvis. That's the second pshat de Marsha. The first pshat de Marsha, the Simonech, Tomei, Tomei, Toyo, Toyo, he says Rabbi Yehuda didn't say. Later, Rabbi Neva Rabashi said it. So when he was talking to them, he just told them there's two mishpachas, and if you make a Asik, I'll be Megala, which Mishpoche is the apostle of Mishpoche. And later, the Gemara wrote down, Ravina Rabashi, that was the Seifa Gemara, they wrote down which Mishpoche was apostle and which Mishpoche was kosher. No, this scared them. They didn't want to start off with Rav Yehuda. Who knows where they'll end up? Is Shadyu Lahu Rigma Miyadayu. So they threw the stones into the river. And if you want to know a cheshbon, how many stones were there, become Atma Bina Malka. So a dam was created in this river. The water stopped flowing because there were so many stones in the river that that is all that they wanted to throw on Rav Yehuda. What does Rashi say? Lemilgamei, ki kanofik Rav Yehuda, lemilgamei, lefi shegila es pesulam. He was megala the psulim. Zarayoso mishpoches, vekom atma bena malka, v'oiso na avodim, sheishlichu bena, omad michshel. So this became a michshel, stima bimei hano, this became like a dam, bimei hano, umones mahalach hamayim, and this stopped the flow of the water. Atma stime, ki the metargim sitmon temuno. Sagt der Gemara weiter, Mach is Rav Yehuda be Pumpadise, and Rav Yehuda in Pumpadise was Mach is Ada the Yainosan Avdi, these were people, these two people are Avodim Knanim, Yehuda ba Pope Mamzeire, and Bati ba Tevia, this was a third person, Bermois Rucha Loishokel Gitte de Cheruse. That means he was offered a Shtar Shichel, but he didn't want to accept it because of his Gaive. He's an Eviknani. Machiz Rove Bimechuse. Rove was Machiz in Mechuse. Baloi, Danoi, Taloi, Maloi, Zagoi. So these were all names of Mekaimis or Mishpoches. Kulam Lifsel. All the Mapsula. Omar Rav Yehuda said another member, Guvoi Giv Oinoi, that those who are called Guvoi, so they're in Bavel, so you should know they're from the Givoinim. They're in Bavel, the Shem Guvoi took over the Shem Giv Oinoi, but they're from the Givoinim. Dunu Nise Daroi Nisinoi. Dunonisa, that means that's the city where the Nesinim settled. Omar Rav Yosef, Hai Beikubi de Pumpadise, Kulam da Avdi. There was a suburb of Pumpadise that was called Beikubi. So Kulam da Avdi, this whole city is full of Avodim. They're all Avodim Knani. Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmu, Arba Meyes Avodim, there were 400 Avodim Knanim, Vomri Lo Arbas Alofim Avodim, Hoyeloi Lepashcher Ben Imar. Now this Pashcher Ben Imar was a Kohen Bizman Yirmiyim, and he had a multitude of Avodim Knanim, Vekulam Nitmu Bekuna, and they all became mixed up, the kahune, that means they infiltrated the mishpoche of Pashcher ben Imar, and they all got married to the bnei kahanim that were there, and they all became a chelik of that mishpoche. What does Rashi say? Machiz Rav Yehuda b'Pumpadise Sham Hayayish. This was his mochi b'yeshiva. Baloi, danoi, taloi, maloi, zagoi, shemes, mekaimes, oi mishpoches. Guvoi, giv oini, kloima, al shem, shahoyu, giv oinim, nikru bebavol guvoi, korim le giv oinim bishmon. So this name guvoi is a similarity to giv oinim. Duno nis, doro dinesinoi. Kfar nesinim oyo. This was a city that the whole city was full of Nesinim. Dure Kfar. Kedi Omar Dure de Rusa, Omar Leimori de Roy, Hashem Shu Kfar Nesini, since it's a Kfar of Nesinim, Nikro Durninus, the Taloshim of a Kfar, the city that the singing were there. Bei Kuvi de Pumpadise, Kfar Hasomoch el Pumpadise, de Mikri Bei Kuvi. Someone asked, the night we did this, that the Kvega says in Su, the Mara says in Suke, from Bei Kuvi de Pumpadise, there's six parsi. The Gemara says a Shia, if a person wants to know how long, that's the distance from Beikuvi to Pumpadise. So I say that there was a distance between Beikuvi and Pumpadise. So someone asked the Nadi Biyuda, here it says, Kfar Hasomuch al Pumpadise, the Mikri Beikuvi. This is the kasha that the Nadi Biyuda was asked. So the Nadi Biyuda answered that it says, Beikuvi de Pumpadise. There was a Stam Beikuvi, that Beikuvi, that was 6 miles away, which is far away. Beikuvi de Pumpadise, this was Kfar Hasomach al Pumpadise. Vashcher ben Imar bimei Yirmiyahoye. Bekula nitmu bekune, and all these Kahanim, 400, 4,000, they became mixed up, bekune, like a synagogue, nitmu, they got mixed up, nosu benois Kahanim. They married the daughters of the Kahanim. Shahoyu machzikim atzmon bekahanim. That they were machzik themselves as kahanim. Mitev shahichlim trume. They were ichlei trume. Machma shahoyu avde kahanim. But al kaponim, as the years passed by, so they attributed their schus achilas trume was because they were kahanim. And lemaisa, they infiltrated in this whole mishpach and they married the b'nais kahanim. The whole coin sheyesh by azusponim. If you see a coin that's an azponim, heine elamehem. So that's from these kahanim who call themselves kahanim. But al kaponim, that is a simon that is not the midah of aharon a koyin ayiv shalom b'raydiv shalom. So if that's not kedushasoy shel aharon, this is a simon that. He's from those pasul kahanim, who really are not kahanim. So maybe that's a siman. Einei elamehem. Amar Abaya kulo yosvan b'shure de ben Erdor. Seems there's a certain mokim in Erdor, and these descendants of these avodim who married the mishpacha of Pashcher, they lived in this area in Erdor. B'shure de ben Erdor. But al kaponim, the Gemara held that a kohen who's an asponim, that's a big reyes on his kedushas kohune. That's a reyes, somebody's not a kohen. Upligi de Rabbi Loza. Toma Rabbi Loza, im ro'isa kohen ba'azuz metzach. You see a kohen that's an asponim, al tahare achov. Don't think in any way that this is a reyes to his kohune. Shenema va'amcha ki merive koyin. Because the pasuk says, va'amcha ki merive koyin, that amcha, the Bnei Yisrael, argue like kahanim argue, amcha ki merive koyin. So, what does Rashi say? Al tahare acha, acha mishpachtom. Shehem Bnei merive, so you'll think there's a reyese in their kahune, because they're bali machloikis, kidachsiv kimerive koyin. Now, what is take pshat? Why is this amchok, why are the kahanim take merivim? Rabbi Lezer held, it's no reyes if a kelp. Maybe it's a raya that they're kahanim yichosim, that merive koyin. So the chsam seifen, seif parshas tzad and teres moishe, says amir de kaloshen. He says, Kol shekadosh yoisa, malgish, kol shekadushosa yoisa, malgish yoisa, umakpid yoisa, lefum bakusai. That means, the greater the kedusha is, the greater the sensitivity is to an avla. That means, he says, goyim, he says, someone does an avla, so he's slibum, Otum, so what's wrong? He stole. So what? So what's it to make a asik out of? They don't feel that anything is being done wrong. So nothing bothers them. So that's why the Mishalva, there's no fight between them, because there's no such concept as wrong. Kol Shekedusha Sayaisa, but the greater the Kedusha is, so the greater the sensitivity to Avla is. Umakedusha, so they can't be Saival. They can't be Saival and Avla. So that's why this Akpodis by the Kahanim, the Amcha Kemerive Koi. The Marsha says a different cheshbon, that the time they were Meriven, they felt that mitzad yichusam v'gadlusam, it is not proper to be mevater and maver al midai seim. That means this is the kvoy kedushas kohuna that they have, and they have no right to be mevater. So that is why we find this merive that between them. Al kaponim, we have here a machlokes ameroim. If we see someone who is b'yichas kohuna and he's an asponim and he's a meirev, if this in any way is a reis to his kohuna. Omar Rabbi Abin Barav Ada Omar Rab, kol anoise isha she'ena hegenes loy. A person marries an isha that's not a isha hegenes loy, is a sofik psul. She'akadosh Baruch Hu mashche shchinosoi. And the Rebbeinu Shalom by Mashche Shchinosoi meyid al kol ha-shvotim, will be meyid on all the shvotim, ve'einoi meyid olav. But this person, or this mishpoche, that they married noshim she'einam agunim, she'einam genes loy, is the einoi meyid olav, she'nema shiftei ko eidos li Yisrael. Amos, I have a edus for Yisrael. When will the Benishon be made on Klal Yisrael? Bizman shashvotim shiftei ko, and the Shem ko is the Shem that seems that is Moire and the Yichus Yisrael. What does Rashi say? Edus for Yisrael, oison shehein Yisrael, umeyed aleim shehein mishaloi. Now, the Ben Yehuda enlightens us a little bit. What is pshat in this Gemara? Is Meira, what is pshat? Ma'inyan Eiduzu. We're talking about Einoi Meyid Olav. When the Romans will not be Meyid. Umosai Tia, Lifnei Mi'eid, Me'eid. What is pshat of Eidus Li Yisrael? Shifte Ka Eidus Li Yisrael. Look to Ben Yayoda as follows. Shiyabona Beis Amidash B'mehera V'yameinu. So everyone is going to go to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Amid in the Beis Hamikdash is an Amid Benes. That means the Beis Hamikdash is not large enough to, the Tans Klai Yisrael should be there. It was much too small for that. So the whole, that's what the Beis Hamikdash is able to hold Tans Klai Yisrael. That's an S. That's what the Mishnah says in all this. And that anhoge, that you had so many Yidden in one place, and there was place for all of them, he says, that is an eidos that the kedosh. And by a double kedosh, just like the Gemara says, orin akruvim b'neis oimdim. That means that really there was not enough place in the kedosh kedoshim for the orin and the kruvim. But it didn't stem. Mathematically, it didn't stem. But they saw you end it. But so this anhoge nisi was only by miyuchosim. So they said that pshat kshakadosh baruch hu mashrichinosei laosi bebeis hamikdash. There is going to be this neis, and this neis will be an edus who has kedushas Yisrael, who is roi for this neis. But a person who's not a miyuches, so he's going to have a very difficult time in the Beis Hamikdash. He'll be very squashy. He won't have place push in the Beis Hamikdash. That'll be the Eidus there. This will be an Eidus with Ne'am Ve'edo, who is from the, who has Kedushas Yisrael, who doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. זוקט גמרא ויתה, אומר רבי חומא ברבי חנינא, שהקדוש ברוך הוא משחה שכינוסוי, ודרבן שום הוא במשחה שכינוסוי, אין משחה אלו על משפחס מיוחוסוי שבישראל. לא נביא משחה על משפחס מיוחוסוי. שנאמר באיס ההיא נאום השם, אהיה ללקים לכל משפחס ישראל. לכל ישראל אינמה, אלא לכל משפחס, משפחס ישראל. והימו יהיו לי לאום. Now, here the Ben Yehudah says Pshat, but what does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashche Eshchinosoy al Yisrael? He says, Kos Laosid Loboy, the Pasuk says, Kulam Yehidu Oisi Lemiktanam Vaad Gedoylam. And in Yoyel it says, Eshpech Eshruchi al Kolboso Ben Nibu Beneichem Ubnei Seichem. There will be Ashros Ashchit, there will be Nebuah, there will be Ruach HaKodesh, but this will only be under Mishpoches HaMiyuchosei. That means this Gevalde Kemaila will only be under Mishpoches, as he says, Mishpoches Yisrael, Eye Lelekim Lechol Mishpoches Yisrael, Mishpoches Yisrael, Mishpoches Yisrael, Mishpoches, so we're speaking about families, vices, there are different types of families, Mishpachai Shehem Yisrael Gemurim. That there's no pikpok al kashrusom. Yisrael Hashem Bechoy Aspoyel. So that is, these mishpachis will be zoiche to nebuah. But I mean, this is really a person who is noise isha shein aguna. This is taka apgam l'neitzach nitzachim. That means in time the Beis Hamikdash, they won't have a mocking. And saying the Gewaldike is galus of Nebu and Ruach HaKodesh, which will come about, it will only be by the Mishpoches HaMiyuchosei Shebi Yisrael. Oma Rabbe Baravune, Zumayla Yisayla Yesh Ben Yisrael Again. Now from this Pasuk we see a Mayla that Klal Yisrael has over Geir. Why? The Ilu Be Yisrael Ksiv, Vahayisi lahem lelekin, vahema yioli lo. That means the Seder Hadvarim will be, Vahayisi lahem lelekin, that the Rabbeinu Shalom will be first Mekarev himself to Klal Yisrael, to be Me'oirer Klal Yisrael to become this Karev to him. That means vahema yioli lo will come after Vayisi lahem lelikim. Ve'ilu begeirem ksi, miyu ze ora besliboy lageshes eilai na'um Hashem, ve'yisem li la'om, v'neichi eyu lachem lelikim. By geirem, this will, that to be zoiche to eyu lachem lelikim will only be after ve'yisem li la'om. First they have to be mekarev themselves, to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Then the Rabbeinu Shalom will be mekarev himself to them. Zot Rashi, Mi Yisrael Ksi, Vayisi Lahem Lelik. Afal Pi She'enom Lilom. Mitoich Shani Mekarevom, Hem Yil Lilom. But the first step, the first Idud will come to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Avol Geirim Ein Mekarven Oysom Min HaShemayim. Here there's no Kirov that starts Min HaShemayim. Elohim Kein Ein Mekarvim Atzmon Tchila Liyos Toivim. If they Mekarv themselves first, then the Rabbeinu Shalom will V'yisi V'enechi Yehi Lachem Lelikim. Zogt the Gemara Vayta, Oma Rabbi Chelboy, Koshim Geirim LeYisrael Kisapachas. That a Sapachas is a type of a Nega. So Geirim are Koshim LeYisrael Kisapachas, the equivalent to this Nega. How do we know this? It says in the Pasuk Shenema V'nilve HaGer Aleihim, the Ger will become Nischaber to Klal Yisrael. V'nispechu Al Beis Yaakov. So here, the Nispachu means a lotion of Tziruf and Chibur. but they'll get attached to Beis Yaakov. But the Gemara, Abchalba made a drosha, Siv Hoche, but the Sloshin V'nispachu has another translation also. Siv Hosom, Loseis Ula Sapachas. That from the Negoim, there's a Sapachas. So the Pasuk is telling us that Klal Yisrael suffers from the Geirim that are between them. Now, what is the reason? So Rashi says by us, Koshim Geirim, She'einam Zehirim B'mitzvah, they're not their careless in Asiyas HaMitzvah, but Regilim Etzlam, Nimshachim Etzlam, those who are close with them, follow their footsteps, and they also become Mizalzalim B'mitzvah, V'leim Dim Min Maseyim. So that is the detrimental effect that comes on Klal Yisrael from the Geirim. That it's a makke, it's a nega, kosher Geirim li Yisrael kisapach. Let us see Taisvis, koshim Geirim. So Taisvis has a different girsa than we have in Arashi, perish bekuntres, lefi she'enom bekiyim b'mitzvah, and not baki b'mitzvah, who may be in Peronius. So another thing is they're a chelik of Klal Yisrael, and they're not acting properly, so this brings about Peronius. Right, and then the second shot is similar to what Rashi says by us, Shemalamdim es Yisrael mimasei. V'yesh mefoshim. Now other side shot, others bring the tachma from Rashi, lefi shekol Yisrael areivim zemoze. Amar l'kizach. Koshim Geirim Yisrael Kisapachas, because there's a responsibility that every Yid, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh, and these Geirim, it seems they're not ideal Yidin, and in every Yid is responsible for their actions, and if you have a lot of them who are not Zehirim B'mitzvahs, so you have a large obligation on Klal Yisrael, not only to take care of other Yidden, but to make sure that the Geirim also are acting properly. And one is not always Mekayim his obligation, so there's a Kitrug on Klal Yisrael. You're an Orif for these Geirim, and you weren't Memala Yochiyim Arvis. The Lav will say, so Taisvis says that's not true. Ha'loinis avu b'shvil ha'geirim k'shekiblu ha'toyla. Imrinem b'soite. Because the Gemara says in Soite, b'arvis moyev, they were mekabel arvis. So the Gemara says, nimtza l'chol echad mi'yisrael, that every yi is sheish meis elef ha'gimel alofim, v'tak nun brises. There were 603,000 and 550 brisa was a Krisis bris on the Arvit. Shekulon nis arvu ze boze. Each Yid became an Orev on every other Yid. So there was a Bezundere Krisis bris, it seems, a Bezundere on Arvit on the actions of every Yid. So if you'll say that Yidin were Mekabel Arvit on the Geirim also, so the numbers are much greater. It was an Erev Rav. So why does the Gemara only mention this schum? So Zarayah, so Tosis is Chayuk, so Zarayah, the whole Dinavis is only on Yidin, not on Geirim. I saw that the Vayake brings down a Shekleche Hore. This is Min Chishitzin, brings us from the Tzlach. So we have our Machloikas HaRishayim. The Yesh Meporshim held that a Yid is an Orev on Geirim. So Mamela, that's why we suffer from them. We're not Mekayim Achiyev Alvis. And Taisa says it's not true, we're not a raven. So come out, that's not a raven. So you can never be Maitzi Ager with a Bichas HaMitzvahs, you want to be, the whole Din Alvis, Mishayotza Maitzi only goes with a Din Alvis. If I was Yaitzi ready, I want to be Maitzi again, so that only works with a Din Alvis. So there's a Geirim in the Tibur, and then the Baal Tekeya was already, he blew Shaif already once, so there's no Din Alvis on this Geir. Hashat. You also have to know that he's Maitzi the Olam, Chazal as Hashat, and also, it all works with Dinei Alvis. So if there's no Dinei Alvis Hanager, that's a terrible problem. There's also a problem. There's no din alvis by a girl, a chayrit works the same way, that a girl is no din alvis hanidin. I mean, it's an alvis mayev, the whole din alvis was a yid an a yid, not an gerim. Shulchan Aruch has brought down, a girl can be a shatz, can be, nah, how can it be a shatz if the din of chazos hashatz works with alvis? So you see, we don't hold like this place. But like a father would say, it's a mayodika problem. We have one sheet of Rishayim that holds is no din alvis on Gerim. The Yesh Mefoshim, the Koshim get a different shot. Because we did this shot, I just looked up. The Koshim Gerim li Yisrael kisapachas, kishihizer HaKadosh Baruch Aleim b'chof talad makaymis, shalai lahayna yisaysam, v'yepshe shalai yitzal. That means it says in 24 places, or there's Gersois, 36, 46. But there's a Isser not to be Mitzayir again. This is a Meiridik Zahiris, which is very difficult. V'yevshe shalei letzayirum. Shalei yetzayirum, v'nishtviyip. Something that is said, some action that is done, brings tzar. So we're over the love of a nosgeirin. So that's the Koshim Li Yisrael. The Yesh Mefoshim, others want to say, Pshat Lefish HaYedei HaGerim Yisroim Begolim. It's the difficulty that Gerim bring to Klal Yisrael is that we're in Golis because of them. Ki Diyoma, the Gemara says in Pesachim, Mimei Ma Yisrael Mufuzorim B'chol HaRatzis. Why is Klal Yisrael spread out over all the lands? Yaiser Mishar Oivdei Kaichovim, Afulu Umasoilem, which are Goylem Eyalsam, but they're not so much spread out over the world like Eden. Kidei Sheyitaisvu Aleim Geirem. That means the Rebbeinu Shel wanted they should be all over the world, that if a Goy will see them and he'll get inspired by the actions of a Yid, so he'll be Megayer himself. So Memela, that's Kosher Gerim Yisrael. That means we're suffering because of the Gerim. If it wouldn't be for these potential Gerim, our Golus would not be so difficult. Now since Rebbeinu Shel wanted there should be Gerim, so that's why we're suffering from them. That's we're in such a Golus of Pizer over the whole world. V'loi Nehira. So Tosfos says, I wish to disagree. The Amar B'Yevamis. The Gemara says in Yevamis, Oivet Kechob Ma'abol is Gaya. When a guy comes, he wants to be Megaya himself. Oimrim Loi, Ma Roish, we discourage him. Ma Roisa Shabosol is Gaya. What gave you the idea, the incentive to be Megaya? Deida She Yisrael Dvuyim Dechufim. So, the Ayit has so many difficulties on this world. Bamrinen Hosom. So the Gemara says, why do you discourage him? Mishum de Yifreishu. We don't want him to be a ger. We want to attack it and discourage him. He shouldn't become a ger. Why? Doma ma koshim ger mi Yisrael kisapacha. So alme the bosa she is gairo koshim him. So this is a dichui on this whole pshat. According to this pshat before, the whole read that koshim is that we have to go all over the world to be missionaries to get gerim. That's the difficulty. We have to go all over the world to inspire goyim to become gerim. And the Gemara says, Pumfakas, the Gemara says, when he wants to become a ger, we discourage him. We don't want, because kosher gerim, we saw the safach. Adarabe, the more gerim we make, the less of the golas we'll have to go through. So vaystachois, that the kosher gerim we Israel is after they become gerim. V'rav Avrom Ger Perish, Avrom Ger, said another pshat. L'fisha Gerim Bekiyim B'mitzvitz, Goran to Santa Pshat, was passed for a Ger to say, that Pumfakert, the Bekiyim B'mitzvitz, U'metakten G'behen, is Koshimim Li Yisrael Kisapachas, So this is Faker, their digduk bim mitzvahs, is this is the greatest thorn for Klal Yisrael. The mitoich kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu masker avoyneiseihim shel Yisrael kshein oisin retzoinoi. That means, so there's a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. Look, this person, he stams from Goyim, and then look how he's a medagdik bim mitzvahs, and you. So it's a gewaltike kitrug on Klal Yisrael. V'chiyai gavna mozino gabi atzofis. Sha'omro that Isha Tzofis told Aliyo, Mali v'loch Isha Lekim, Bosa Laila Hasker as Avoini, because of you, there's a kid from Gami, she attributed she lost her child because of Aliyo Novi. She meteiv shu tzadik oba, hovi yinir lo Hashem Hasker Hashem Avoina. This is because of his tzidkis. So then, comparing herself to Aliyo Novi, there was a tremendous difference. So the Rabbeinu Shalom is Moira, her Avoina is in the matzah when she's near someone who's shalom b'mitzvahs, toyer mayoven. So that's how Avraham Agir. So that's the difficulty. The difficulty is because the geirim are their actions are a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. Veri pirish, veri said another mahalach. The refichach koshim shenitmu b'Yisrael. That the geirim intermingled into Klal Yisrael. Ve'en ha'shchina shoyre ella al mishpocha miyuchesed. That means that so the Klal Yisrael loses the ashros ha'shchina, which they would have been capable of being zeiche to, because of these geirim. Ve'chein nire de mishimhochi ma'isi hoder ha'pchelbe al milse de ha'pchome ba'chanine. That is the hemshech of these two gemores. Eisel Rab Chome Bar Chanina said that Kshakadosh Baruch Hu Mashchich Inosei Mashal Mishpachas Miyuchos Yisha B'Yisrael, and the Ri understood Miyuchos Yisha B'Yisrael means that they don't originate from Geirim. So Memele, so these Geirim who get married to Yisraelim, so we're taking away from Klal Yisrael, from these mishpachas, the opportunity for nevuah, for hashchos hashchina. The Taisus HaRosh is chaylik on Taisus. The Taisus HaRosh says, Eivadia was a ger, he was a novi, so Vais says that there's no problem with that. The Marites, the Kash, David the Melech also stammed from Gerim, he stammed from Rus. He also was a Baruach HaKadosh, nevuah. Pinchas also stammed from Bas Yisrael. They were very great people, Bali Ruach HaKadosh, Bali Nebuah. They say there's no Shaychas with the Gemara before Mishpachas, Miyachosish, and Yisrael means Lafuki. Mishpachas, they had a psul in them. But Mishpachas, they don't have a psul. There's no problem. So they may look to their Chaylik and the Ri. Zok the Gemara weiter, Omar Rabbi Chomer Bar Chanina, שהקדוש ברוך הוא מתאר שבותם, ורבי נשום בי מתאר דה שבותם, אשי סז מייחסון, או בי עושה דה ייחסו דה קשירם ותפסולם, is שיבטי של לוי מתאר תחילה. שיבטי של לוי will be the first one that be מתאר. שנמר ויושב מצורף ומתאר כסף, ותיאר אז בני לוי, וזיקה קויסום כזוב וככסף, והויו להשם מגיש מנחה בצדוקה. So it seems that the first tar and zikit will come out, the purification, the breiras toiv mira will come out by shevet Levi. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, כסף מתאר ממזיה, שנמה ויושב מצרף ומתאר כסף, עושים לנו מה תסמין, מי מגישי מנחה בצדוקה, אמר רב יצרוק, צדוקה עושה הקדיש ברוך הוא עם ישראל, שמשפוחו שנתמו נתמו. Now before we see הרשי לנפשט עם כסף מתאר ממזרן, I just like to say over, כסבות, I don't know how the המשך of the גמר goes according to this מהלך, but it's a very interesting vote. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that one of the characteristics of a mamzer is that she's a mechutzer. Means the Gemara says, midachotzer, kula hai, shmamini the mamzeri. So that's a simen. You know that, he says, but what if the person is an osher? So you lost the simen. Ha osher yana azos, an osher also is a mechutzer. The Gemara says, kesef metayer mamzerim. That means, till now I would assume he's a mamzer, but now he shows me his bank account. Oh! Not only is he not a mamzer, he's a Rabbi Mechaved Ashirim, he's a ish mechubim now also, and we tune in a deaf ear to his assets. But let us see how Rashi learns pshat. Kesef metaya mamzerim. Hametumoyim amoyredi kezach. Hametumoyim those who intermingled by Israel. Machmas Mamoino, how did they ever intermingle in the beginning into Klal Yisrael? How did they marry Mamzerim? How did they get, in the beginning, people knew that they were aware of the Psul. Mamoino, good, he's not a Miyuchis, but, Yichis is not the only thing, money also. I guess if Yan is Akel, some Mela, so their wealth, was a sibe that many people looked away from their psul yichus and they married them. Because of their wealth, people mingled with them and married them. So that is how they intermingled into Klal Yisrael. So kesef metayer mamzeir. V'hu goyrem lahem. This money, their wealth, that brought them into Klal Yisrael. And eventually, as the Dairis progressed, their Psul Yiches became forgotten. Now we don't know already who are the Mamzerim or not the Mamzerim. But who Gairim Lehem Sheyitaru. This is Gairim, so this wealth will bring down that Lasid Lovi, they'll become Toirim. Shalasid Lovi in a Kaddish Bolchu Mavdilam. May Acher Shenidveku Behem Mishpoches Yisrael Harvey. I'm aware of the Kazakh that since many Mishpoches got intermingled with Psulim and Mamzerim, so even though Bishaitoi it wasn't a good thing, but since Mishpoches and Nitma, but after they became, they got mixed up in Klal Yisrael, so Lo'osid Lovoi, the Rabbi Nishom will not be megala that they're psulim, and then they'll remain kshayim. Shenema, v'yoshav mitzayer, u'mitayer kesef, oisom shenitmu machmas oshrom, is memele, they'll so be mitayer, those who mingled because of their wealth. V'yil Hashem agishe mincha, bitztok et zidkosi shal kadish bohu, She'enoi mavdilam, the Rabbeinu Shalom Lasid Lovi will not be mavdil these yidin, these psulim alohoyo, she'nitmu, nitmu. Since they got already intermingled, it's finished. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Sviralei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds, Hai metayer lav mavdil psuleim koma. Before we had Rav Chama Bachanina held, Metayr Shvotim, that means he's going to eventually be Metayr purify the Shvotim by being Megala who the Psulim are. Rabbi Shuma Levi Svilayim Metayr Lav Mavdu Psulayim Koma, that'll purify the Klal Yisrael. Ela Metayr Mamachshiram Kulam Pungfakel, that Kese Mishpochish and Nitmo, and Rabbi Shalom will not make an Asik out of it and will never become Nizgala. It'll be Mutter. Gufe, we learned Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Yehuda Moshmu, Kol Arotza is Isa LeEretz Yisrael, Veretz Yisrael Isa LeBaba. We've learned before that in the purity of Yichus, so Kol Arotza is Isa LeEretz Yisrael, and all the lands, Gabi Eretz Yisrael, there's a large mixture of psulim there. Rashi said before, Nisa is made, a dough is made out of mingling of many contents. So this is all the arotzes in the mishpachas is a mingling of many psulim. And the legabi that Eretz Yisrael is much better. They're much more pure. There's not so many ingredients in למשפחס, אבל בארץ ישראל, איסור לבובל. בארץ ישראל זה איסור לבובל. That means when we compare ארץ ישראל to בובל, so בובל is more מיוחס than ארץ ישראל, because we have mentioned that Ezra, when he left בובל, he took out all the psulim, so memele, there were no psulim in בובל, so בובל was like a ganz impure ארץ ישראל, there were משפחס with psulim. What does Rashi say? Tu pshotim in Isa. Isa, Rashi says, ki Isa, like a dough, shehi mu'urevet, that the dough comes about through a mixture of different contents. So in Mele, that's pshat ha-mishpoches, there's a ilvov, there's a mixture of different types of yichusim, kosher and posala, u'bishem ramoshe merumat shamati, Isa kipsailas anovim shenishat mashke shalahem. He says the grapes after the juice is squeezed out of the grapes, so the psailas that's left over is called Isa. So mamela, so that's called, so kola, so they're called psailas, the whole kolarotsis are called psailas. Legabi, so it's called psailas, legabi, bogum. Bimei Rebbe, in the times of Rebbe, Bikshu Laseis Bobo Isa L'Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to say that L'Eretz Yisrael, them Yuchasis, they were looking around now at the Mishpachas in Eretz Yisrael. So they held, we are Miyuchasis, we're more Miyuchasis than Bobo. So Fakert, so if someone from Bovel comes to Eretz Yisrael, we have to be Baidik him to find out that he's worthy of marrying a Ben Eretz Yisrael. What does Rashi say? Bikshu Lazeis Bovel Isa, Lahazik Mishpachais Eretz Yisrael Miyuchasai. They wanted to make the Mishpachas of Eretz Yisrael Miyuchasai. V'livdoik Achar Mishpachais Bovel, Kolaboim Lisa Misha Misha, a person who wants to marry a Mishpacha from Bovel, so you have to be Baidik that they should be worthy of marrying a Ben Eretz Yisrael. That was Bimei Rebbe. Omar Lehem, so Rebbe told them, Koitzim, Atev Echive Lili, Beinei, you want to stick thorns in my eyes? So Rashi says, Koitz mat masinim ben einai, mishum de Rebbe mi mishpachas Bovel hoya. He, Rebbe came from Bovel, mi bnei bonov shal hilol shaola, the kibbul nesiyusai shal bnei pseire. So the mele, so what do you want to do? So, you want to say that those that came from Bovel are not as meyuchas as the bnei Eretz Yisrael, and now we'll have to be boidik, these descendants that come from Bovel. But before you want to make this drastic change, speak with Rav Chanina Bar Chama. Omar lahem, he told them, Kach mekublani b'Rav Yishmael b'Rav Yosi, she'omar mishmovev b'shem Rav Yosi, kol arotzeis iso l'Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael iso l'Bovel. So Mishnah, Eretz Yisrael, you should know, is not the most ideal mokim amiyuches. We have psulim and Eretz Yisrael also. Kabi, kol ha'otzis, we're better than them, but we have our share of psulim. Bimei Rabbi Pinchas, Bikshu Lasis Bovel, Isa l'Eretz Yisrael. The times of Rabbi Pinchas also, they wanted to do the same thing. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael held that they're greater miyuchasim than the Bnei Bovel, the present time. So they wanted to change the status that Bovel is Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Now Eretz Yisrael is the epitome of purity, of tare, of yichus. Omar lehem l'avodav, so Rav Pinchas wanted to abolish this machshava, to say that Bovel is Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, now it's Yisrael is Toya. But he knew he'll get into a lot of problems. So Omalem Lavodov, So he told his avodim, Rabbi Pinchas was a Yisokain, and he was unable to run, perhaps walking, he also had difficulty. So he told them he wants to give a drosh in the base medrash, but he didn't say two halachas. The minute he says the second halacha, he should pick up his bed and start running as fast as your feet can take you. He doesn't want to be bombarded by the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who will start bombarding him. So he told them, and he said to halachas, right after the second halachas, you take me out as quick as possible. Shani Omer Shnei Dvom Bebeis HaMedrash Tluni Ba'arise V'rutzu. Pick me up by my bed and run. Ki Ayo, when he came into the base medrash, no, Pinchas is saying a drosh, is I don't hear a drosh, Pinchas was a some Yish Rosh of Noi. Omer Lem in Shchita Lo'if Min HaTayr. So first Allah, he said, there's no been Shchita Lo'if. Oh, that was a Kamal B'Kechidish. It's not a Shchita. Had the Yosvi Kamaini Bo, so they were involved to figure this out, the stiris we have to this. Omalahu Kol Arotzi says, hey, one more locha to say, they're still busy in the first halacha. One more locha, Kol Arotzi is Isal Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Isal Ebovo, Atlu, Baris, Barisa, Barotzo. And then he started running. Now, they started chasing him. Now they started chasing him, that means he knew something, he knew too much. He knew that in Eretz Yisrael there was, wasn't such an ideal miyuchas nikemokim. That's what he said, Eretz Yisrael is a lebovel, I'm telling you. So they wanted to find out who everyone who was aimed b'shinduchim, I gotta find out now who was, the ratzo achlov v'loi higiyu. They never reached him. And so they didn't question him, he should give names. But they heard already that the Eretz Yisrael things are not so ideal. Yoshu Ubotko. So they themselves tried to figure out already the yichus of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Achi Gil is Akono Pirsho. Till they came to certain mishpoches that they had good rayas that these mishpachas are possible mishpachas, but if they open up their mouth, it's too much of a sakone. So then they decided, this is not a proper thing to do, to be baidik yichusen. Zogt Rashi, yitapo lachem rabchanine lashiv chamtov. He'll answer you. Tluni barisa verutzu, shloye fashpishu achadvorem. That they shouldn't start questioning him, be it zorg legalis mishpoches, where he just had a statement, and as he saw Zanise, vuhu ayezokin, vuhu ayeyochalovu, like this, if he would have been a little younger, he would have run himself, but Leidy was a zokin. Omalem ein shchita lo'if, tovu shutemalem. This was a medica chiddish. Oh, wow. Well, I give them time, right? They should throw them b'svara rishainim, that they should be involved to figure out what could the reason be in shchita loif min ha-teira. V'lai achzeru acher tam ha-shniya ad she-yipota mehem. They'll be so involved with the first thing that by the time they get to their second halach, he'll be out of town already. V'tam ein shchita lo'if min ha-teir b'shchita z'chum yalame v'shofach ha-tomei b'shviche ba'alma. Yoshvu u'botku b'mishpochis Eretz Yisrael. V'varer es dvorav, so they decided they couldn't get a hold of Rapinche, so they decided they alone will figure out who is a miyuchis, who's not a miyuchis. Kimin shegil esakona lifsel mishpoches anshei zroya, that is a puzzle mishpoches who are very influential and strong, sheyargum, if they'll start being mefalsim, that these people are psulim, it's pirshu, so they stopped this Isaac and they left things the way they are, and we're up to this halacha of mishpoches shenitma nitma.